President Trump is wrapping up a nearly two-week trip to the Asia-Pacific, or as he has been referring to it recently, the Indo-Pacific. That grouping includes India, but not the other part of the subcontinent, Pakistan. Pakistan's Consul General, Abdul Jabbar Memon, is in town this week in Honolulu, giving public remarks at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the East-West Center. Earlier this morning, he spoke with my colleague, Bill Dorman.
Overall, in terms of the new administration, and really since the end of the Obama administration, there has been a lot of attention with India, visits and exchanges and talk about the relationship with India, perhaps less so with Pakistan. How are relations with the United States from your perspective?
Let me be very frank and honest that relationship with America for us is of paramount importance. For us, America is the first and foremost country with which we would like to build the best bilateral relations. And historically speaking, we have been partners with America in all initiatives since 1947 when we came into being. In international relations, you cannot say that there would be always a static and the best relations ever between the two countries. There are always ups and downs. So I would say that we have the history of a fluctuating trajectory between the bilateral relations, Pakistan and United States. But at the end, we always look after each other, and we always serve as good friends and partners in all domains of the bilateral relations. So India, as you said, I believe that has been a little problem in our bilateral relations, especially during the after induction of the Trump government. There are certain issues, as you know very well, that this Afghanistan, the problem in Afghanistan and war against terrorism. There are certain misperceptions or certain kind of doubts have been created in the mind of Trump administration that probably Pakistan is not in a way serving Pakistan is not becoming this part of the solution rather than becoming the problem.
And tell me about some of those misperceptions. What do you feel is being misperceived?
Main concern for Trump administration is that's probably Pakistan is in a way harboring or providing sanctuaries to some networks. Normally they blame that Haqqani network and few other organizations are being, and the operation which is going on in Pakistan is not across the board, and it's targeted and so for me it's really, it looks incredible that when we are conducting operation, as you know, that Operation Zarb-e Azab and then Operation Radd al-Fasad, It's being conducted transparently across the board against all terrorist elements, against all militants in Pakistan. We cannot exclude or include. Those results have been achieved. If you are familiar, what we had problems in Pakistan, say, a few years before, now we have almost eliminated terrorism within our country, and we are still fighting. So blaming or accusing that we are supporting one group and in a way to harm the interest of Americans or Afghanistan or any other country in the neighborhood. For us, peaceful neighborhood is our policy, and we would like to be to maintain peaceful relations with India as well as see peace and prosperity in Afghanistan. Because if anything bad happens in Afghanistan, we are sharing 2,600 kilometers border with Afghanistan, it's spillover effect. We cannot save ourselves from its spillover effects. And then logically speaking, that okay, if you people think that in a way Pakistan is supporting to Haqqani network, then these 70,000 dead bodies, including 15,000 of our military people who have been killed in this all 15-16 years, all those have been killed and this massacre has been done by Haqqani network. Or this was Pakistan's state-sponsored operation against its own people. It looks absurd. I think it's mere accusations. We have given sacrifices, and we have suffered more than any country in the world has suffered in war against terrorism.
Part of, I think, if I may, on the skepticism about the cooperation when it comes to terror, the Pakistani intelligence ISI. Let me ask it this way: how are cooperations at this point between Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, and the United States intelligence networks when it comes to combating terrorism?
I think there shouldn't be any doubt in anyone's minds that Pakistan's intelligence agency is any kind of skepticism or any kinds of suspicion is being created against ISI. That's the agency which has been working very hard since 1979 when you saw with your own eyes that Russia was invaded in Afghanistan. And then post 9/11, this agency is working in collaboration with all other agencies who wants to eliminate terrorism from that region.
Although also within history, it is true that the United States intelligence agencies funneled the aid to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan by way of ISI, and some of that money wound up in not the best places for America's purposes.
It's now an open secret. I need not to. It doesn't look nice to mention these things on a public forum, but those Mujahideen, these 80,000 Mujahideen who fought in Afghanistan, and became one of the major reason of disintegration of Russia and then withdrawal of Russians from Afghanistan. But later on, if you abandon them and leave them unattended, and then they become, God forbids, in a way, pain in your neck, then it relates to our mismanagement and our policy-related issues. So I believe that this is also something which is being widely publicized in the world, that probably ISI is doing some kind of nuisance in this region, or it's not acceptable. That works under the government of Pakistan, and there's the established command and control system, and they all work in line with our national interest, and no doubt in war against terrorism, we are fully supporting all partner countries, including United States of America. And we have been, world has seen that since 9/11, Pakistan has been extending all possible support to all stakeholders in eliminating this menace, because we are ourselves suffering from this menace badly.
And so at this point, in terms of the United States and Americans who may not have Pakistan in their consciousness as much, what do you think Americans need to know and understand about Pakistan that they do not?
I think the main problem with the Americans is that they probably they are thinking that if any kind of failure in Afghanistan or in this war against terrorism, they shift unilateral responsibility on Pakistan. That's the great injustice. I think we should share success and failures together. Pakistan, I think, is the major partner and major supporter, and this issue relates to the perceptions and image. I don't know why this kind of image and perception has been projected among Americans as well, that this is the Pakistan which is the main problem, and that's the reason why American forces or NATO forces are not getting victory in Afghanistan. So through this, you can gain some kind of soft corner or sympathy among Americans. But we need to understand that we supported when you used your military powers. We supported Americans when you asked about the reconciliation and negotiation process. I again here reiterate that Afghan solution is not only lies in the military, the use of military or the military power. It has to be the blend of both, or more emphasis on the negotiation and reconciliation track. What you will do if you have not been able to, there are two tracks only. One is the military track and the other is the reconciliation and peace track. You have utilized your military in last 16 years, not only United States, but all NATO powers collectively. They have not been able to gain that success which they were aspiring for. Now, what is the another track? Another track is the reconciliation and political negotiation and political track. I think Americans are not concentrating against this Trump policy, which has been released in August, that again is talking about the military might. They are not talking about the reconciliation and a negotiation process.
And so, part of helping with that diplomatic process, Abdul Jabbar Mamun, Consul General of Pakistan in Los Angeles. Here in Honolulu and at the East-West Center this afternoon, 3 o'clock, John Burns Hall for a lecture on an update on relations between Pakistan and the United States and remarks on opportunities for cooperation between the two countries. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you much. I'm so grateful for providing me an opportunity to be here and sharing my views with you.